Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
If you want to be a guest, call in. Call me at 646-915-9934.
Ew. RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, ahí vamos.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing? Starting yourself as you know how I always do with a little bit of motivation. What do you want out of life? Where do you see yourself going? Do you know how you plan to get there? Do you have an outline? What do you want out of life? You have to surround yourself with people that you try to go where you try to go at. You can't try to be building your own business with people that don't understand the value of work. What I'm trying to say is you don't want to surround yourself with a bunch of bugs and crackheads when you're trying to reach the moon. Because all they're trying to do is get by. All they want to do is beat people out of things. That's their main goal, is to cheat, do whatever they got to do just to do nothing. And see, sometimes a lot of people spend all their life just doing nothing. And they could have been doing something major, but they really take the easy way out. Remember, there's always a plan for your life. It's up to you to follow and execute that plan. Remember, every day above ground is a gift and a blessing. And don't take it as a joke or just a blowaway. I got this. What I'm saying is being mindful of what you do with your time, because time is valuable. The one thing you don't want to do is waste time. Time is a precious commodity. Today's show is about the seeing side of you. See, sometimes people don't see good in you because they don't see the good in themselves. It's true. You don't know how valuable something is if you don't see the value in it. That's why so many relationships fail, because even though they might have a good person and that person might be good for them, they just don't see it because there's something not clicking inside them. And see, when you come to, I know right now so many people are looking for relationships, looking for love in all the wrong places. But first of all, try loving yourself first put value in yourself first. Build your stock up. Build you up. Don't be out here looking for any and everybody, because you don't define, the relationship don't define you. You define the relationship. And that's why so many people fail at relationships, because they're looking for an outside source to fix an inside problem. Ooh, that deep. Let me say that one more again. So many people are looking for an outside source to fix an internal problem. And that's where the problem coming in at. Nobody can heal you but you. Nobody knows you but you. You are the one that has to do it yourself. Stop getting into these jams with people that ain't no good for your life just because they look cute, they say all the right things. That's not what you need. You need something strong. Stop telling them off of pie and cake all the time and ice cream. Get some fiber in your diet. I mean, get something that will build you up. Get some strength. You wanna do right? There's nothing wrong with that. You want to be the best person you can be? There's nothing wrong with that. But you cannot build a house on quicksand and think it's not going to sink to the bottom. You need a solid rock foundation to build anything up. Find a solid rock person to build up. Stop always looking for shaky ground because it feels good. That's why I'm making so many people fail now. I didn't know he was so abusive. Yes, you did. It was in him the whole time, but you never paid no attention. You never did any investigation. All you did was go by. You said all the right things. You did all the right things. I'm in love with Johnny. Yeah, and Johnny ended up cutting your tail, too. See, it's the seed in you that makes you. You don't never sit prep. Let me go ahead and give a shout-out to Ruth Webb and Gatson, Stacey, Jason, Jennifer, Shane, to my nieces and to my nephew. Food for the Soul Menu, Country Fried Venison Steak, Cabbage, Cobbler, and the Drake Blue Motorcycle, Food for the Soul Thought. Sometimes it's not always the seed, sometimes it's the soil that produces a bad product.
Ew. RD. Colombia.
Sometimes, like I always say, sometimes you can be deferred, but that doesn't mean that person is not destined for greatness. See, everybody wants to be the chef, but nobody wants to be the dishwasher. But see, you got to start at the bottom and work your way to the top. Everybody wants to be the boss and give orders because they think, well, that looks kind of easy. Yeah, but you got to deal with reports. You got to deal with expenses. You got to deal with payroll. You got to deal with insurances. You got to deal with the government, the state. You got to deal with bureaucracy. You got to deal with this and you got to deal with that. And we wonder why some people snap because they weren't built for depression. See, pressure ain't no joke. See, pressure make diamonds. Pressure takes coal and turn it into diamonds. See, the problem with a lot of people is they want to be something they're not. They don't want to stay in their lane. They're an apple tree trying to be a pear tree. Or they're a pear tree trying to be a plum tree. Or they're a plum tree trying to be a pecan tree or a pecan tree. Look at what you're good at doing. And work within your abilities and capabilities. Not everybody, I have seen it so much in the restaurant business. Because somebody was good at washing dishes, they try to put that person on the line and try to teach them how to cook. They want to move them out. But guess what? It wasn't their natural ability. In the cooking, everything is on a time. See, you can't put down the fish fries before the steak is almost done. You know what I'm saying? It's about timing. Timing is everything in the restaurant business, in cooking. Timing is everything. You can't put down, let's say you had an order and you work in a diner establishment. Let's say somebody had french fries, hamburger, and the other person had eggs and sausage and hash browns. In cooking, you put down the thing that takes the longest to cook first. First, you put down the hamburger because that takes a little bit longer than everything else. You don't want to start cooking the eggs before you put down the hamburger. I mean, some people just don't know what they're doing. Because then the eggs will be cold, and then the burger won't be done. So you got to first put down the burger. Let it cook half through on one side. Then flip it over. And then while it's cooking, you put down your sausage. Because sausage don't take as long as hamburger to cook. Next, while you put down your sausage, then you put down your hash browns because, you know, it takes a little bit of time for them to get golden brown. While you're putting down the hash browns, then you drop down your french fries because the grease is already hot. You don't wait till the grease get hot to start cooking the fries. The fries should already be on. Then you do scramble some eggs and toast. I didn't say cook the eggs just yet. I said scramble the eggs. You got to have preparation. To do the job. See, a lot of times people are not prepared to do things that they need to be doing. And you said, what does that have to do with deceiving me or deceiving you? You got to be prepared. You have to be prepared. See, I went to culinary school, so they were preparing me to be a chef. My instructors were not lawyers or doctors. What I'm saying is when you go to school for a specific degree, the people that teach you are in that field of study. I mean, why would you think they not do that? They're preparing you to be the best, and they're charging you almost $100,000. You think they're going to get a mechanic to teach you how to be a nurse? And no, I'm not knocking mechanics because mechanics do a good job. Painters do a good job. Everybody has to be instructed by somebody that already did it before. You can't go where you know, you can't be led by somebody that never been there themselves. You can't be a good mother if you never had nobody that be a good mother to you. See, what I'm saying is, a lot of y'all girls going out here clubbing, twerking, drunk up, high up, and you got kids of your own, and you wonder why God can't send me nobody, or I'm looking for Boaz, or whatever you're looking for, Peter, Luke, Mark. I don't even know. Don't even, well, I guess I don't care. I don't even know what's on your mind. You can't be a hot mess and looking for somebody to come save you from yourself. What I'm saying is, this 2015, about to be 2016 soon, and a lot of people lost their way. Wait, they're talking about that's so old-timey. But let me tell you something about the old-time at the foundation. See, a lot of people don't have the foundation no more. One time, it used to be a mother and a father and the children. Now it's a bunch of single parents. And they're hot behind me. Because that's the norm now. Everybody in the house got different last names. That's a house divided. Everybody got different last names. You got Cain, you got Lane, you got Adams, you got Jacobs, all in the same house. Nobody knows who to identify with because everybody got a different last name. They belong to a whole different family tree, and you wonder why your house is dysfunctional. Because you're dysfunctional. Yep, a dysfunctional house, a dysfunctional family, the cat, don't know if he's a bird, don't know if he's a dog. Everybody screwed up and messed up. And you think this is normal. It's not normal. It's not normal for women to talk to their daughters about men. You are the parent. Be the parent. Your job is not to be your child's friend. No, I was never my mama's friend. Oh, no. You didn't have a say-so in her house if you didn't pay no bills. You had chores to do. Kids now don't have chores to do. All they want to do is come home, watch TV, play video games, get on their cell phones, iPad, notebook, laptop, And guess who paid for all this crap? You are. Because you want your child to have the things you never had growing up. The problem with them not having the stuff is you're not teaching them the principles that you do have and the morals you do have. So now, little Johnny is 14, 13, 14, 15. You can't keep him behind in school because guess what? You never laid down the foundation. See, in my mama house, oh, you had to go to school. It wasn't a debate. It wasn't a discussion. It wasn't a come to a conclusion. If you didn't go to school, you couldn't be in the house. See, nowadays, parents don't have no solid foundation to stand on. You let your kids do whatever. You let them cuss you out. You let them steal from you. You let them tell you what to do in your own house. Well, you pay the bill of that. And now you wonder why little Johnny is in a state pen doing time. Guess what? Mama and daddy never cut little Johnny behind. See, you got to cut that tail. Yeah. Talking about that's that old slave. No. If you don't teach your children, I chastise you because I love you. That means I'm giving you the rod of correction because I don't want to see you go wrong or screw up. See, everybody want to be their child friend. Everybody want to make their child happy. Guess what? My mama ain't never care about me being happy. I was safe, but she didn't care about my happiness. And I'm not saying I wasn't a happy child, but it was her way or the highway. There was no, like I said, there was no meeting about it. There was no discussion about it. There was none of that. See, nowadays people want to talk everything out. No. If you don't pay no bills in this here house, there's no talking. You just listen and do as I say do. You don't have a choice. You got one choice, and it's my way or the highway. If you think you can be out there on your own growing, well, pack up the stuff that you brought and go on your own. Since you think it's so easy, and since you got all the right answers, go ahead. See, that's where a lot of things are messing up now. Everybody want to get high. Everybody want to smoke weed. Everybody want to be drinking all the time. Nobody want to care about their health. You just don't have a heart attack just all of a sudden. You had a heart attack in the process of creating this heart attack by not exercising, by eating all the wrong foods, by overindulging in all the wrong activities, like drugs, cocaine, crack, whatever, and you wonder why your heart failed. See, your heart was designed to live. When God designed our body, he designed things to last a long time with normal usage and normal care. What I'm saying is, you can't be out here drinking alcohol, strong whiskey, and all the beer you can consume. And you wonder why your liver can't hold up. Because guess what? Your liver wasn't designed for all that overworkage. See, you can't overwork something and think it's not going to fail. And then when it failed, then you wonder, oh, Jesus, somebody pray for me. Somebody help me. Oh, woe with me. You didn't think about when you were doing that stuff that you was killing yourself. You cannot have high blood pressure, be a diabetic, still eat hamburgers every day from Hardee's or McDonald's, fried chicken, smoking 2 packs a day, drinking, eat excess, and you wonder why your health is failing. You're killing yourself. I hate to be mean. Go ahead and just commit suicide if you got to do it. Why kill yourself expensively? Just be done with the whole thing because that's what you're doing, killing yourself. And why are you killing yourself? Because you don't feel good about yourself. You don't have enough self-esteem to take care of your own body. You know you have a problem, and you know it could cause you more problems, but you don't care. You eat anything, you do anything, and you already did the damage already. The doctor telling you, hey, man, you got high cholesterol. Hey, man, you got high blood pressure. Hey, man, you a diabetic. Hey, man, you need to stop. Know what you do? Keep going. drink as much as you still want to drink, smoke as much cigarettes as you want to smoke, still eat any and everything that you can eat, no matter what it is, you're consuming it because you feel like you should. You don't have enough self-esteem or self-value or self-worth in yourself to take care of your body. Now you want a relationship with who? Who wants a junky car? Who wants a lemon? You're not healthy. You have no value to nothing. You add no value to the relationship. You come in sick. Then when you give somebody healthy, you're wearing them down because they're trying to take care of your sick mind because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. That's a part for the cause. If you have any questions, or believe me.
RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Discuta, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué más le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Tenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te altera. Si no me sientes cerca te desespera. Me quiere dar una tanda la noche entera, pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de loquera.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted, relájate, despreocúpase.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle con nadie lidé, que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Shadow Blow,
el remix oficial para República Dominicana.
J Balvin,
DJ Lobo y Shadow Blow, the business, J Balvin, man. Ahí vamos, remix, DJ Lobo.
Que nosotros estamos trabajando a un nivel demasiado acelerado en el área Colombia.
if you have questions or feedback, email me at under email, donr112@gmail.com. Again, that's WELDONR112@gmail.com. If you have any questions or anything, just hit me up. Tell me what you think. Looking for your emails. Looking for your questions. Back to what I was saying about being under pressure. See, a lot of times, people have stuff in them that you don't even know that's in them. You know, like, I did not know he was a racist. He got a lot of black friends. Or whatever. That doesn't mean anything. I'm going to tell you how you can tell what's in a person. Let them get angry. See, that's when that true person come out. Let them get mad about something. Don't be in denial about, I didn't know that. I didn't see that. Believe it or not, people show themselves every day. We just choose not to see what we need to see because we're viewing in a fantasy and not in a reality. If you know the Joker, you'd be like, I did not know he was not a good baby daddy. When you met the dude, he had no license. He had no car. He had no job. He had no high school diploma or a GED. Now, can I ask a stupid question? How in the world you figure this was going to be a good father figure for your children? I'm just saying. I'm talking about the seed in you. You got to have a foundation in you to build some things. I'm not saying I'm perfect or anything, but mean the same thing. If you know this girl sleeping with everybody, she always drunk, she always smoking. She'd be dealing with 3 and 4 men at a time, sleeping with them all the time, or she'd even talk about sex. And you think, how's she going to be a good wife? You met a whore, and you try to make her a housewife. And then you wonder why the house ain't clean. She don't take care of the kids. She talk to your mama any kind of way. She talk to your boys any kind of way. She always got on half-naked clothes. And you wonder, what went wrong? I did not know she was like that. You did. You knew she was. You got caught up in the. You got caught up in the high effect. Don't get caught up in the high effect. Look at the foundation. Look at the stalk. Don't look at the. Look at the ground. The seed. Look at that first.
Ew. RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo, siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos, pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos.